This is Cacao with Orlando City, and you are listening to the Philips File on Rio Radio 104.1.
Rio Radio!
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reasons I wasn't working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
That's an appropriate song. Let me just take a couple of minutes to alert you to, you'll find out about it sooner or later, so I might as well talk about it now because the memo has been issued. This is something that I've been thinking about for the past several months or so, and that I've been kicking around for a while, and I've been in this business for a very, very, very long time, since about 1968, so do the math. And essentially came to the conclusion that it was time to hang it up. So I met with management today, and let me make this very clear. Even though I rattle their cages from time to time and, you know, make fun of them sometimes on the air, and this company's been very, very, very kind to me. They let me do my thing. They've never pushed me around. They never said, don't do this or don't do that. Of course, I think I've been kind to the company, too, but be that as it may. So I went into the big boss today, Ms. Bird, and I said, do you mind if I close the door? And just said, it's time for me to retire and reinvent the rest of my life. I don't talk about my age at all. Some people have been able to figure it out. Some people, when they finally meet me, say, oh, geez, you're a lot older than you sound. Well, I mean, they do. And the fact of the matter is, I will be 70 years old in November. And it's time to, in the time that's remaining, whether I have a year or 20 years or longer, it's time to reinvent myself and do something else. And so we agreed. They were kind enough to say, well, how do you want to do this? And I'd say, I'd like to retire in January of 2018. And they said, okay, well, let's go ahead and we'll make this work to everybody's satisfaction. So essentially, that's the story. I don't know if they'll be in the paper. Sooner or later, it will. You know, they'll do the standard, oh my God, Central Florida radio icon Jim Phillips retired, blah, 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 blah. You know, and the texts and the tweets will come in. Some, oh, we're going to miss you so much. And then you got the other people who I love who say, oh, good, that old goat's finally calling it quits. I mean, well, that's part of the deal. I get that. But, you know, if nothing else, whether you love me or hate me or something in between, the fact of the matter is I think I've always been honest with everybody. And I pull people's legs and, you know, tend to engage in exaggerations here and there and whatever. And a lot of it is just, it's the radio business, it's the radio game, it's the show, it's the program. But it's time for me to make a change, and I just don't want to die behind the microphone, that's all. I just, you know, I got other things to do with my life. As I told Ms. Bird today, you know, many of the things that I'm interested in that really I have a big interest in, by and large, the audience would not have an interest in. So if I talked about it on the air, I'd have no audience whatsoever. And I'd like to go farther in that direction and explore those things that I have a deep interest in. And so we're going to move in a different direction. I have no idea what the radio station has planned. I ask that I not be involved in that. Because I'm going to be very busy trying to decide what I want to do and what I need to do come January. And, I mean, if they want to come to me and ask for my advice or suggestions, I'd be more than happy to help them out. But I'm not going to be charging down the hallways saying, I think you need to do this and I think you need to do that and blah, 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 blah. So that's what's happening. And come January, something else will take the place between 3 and 7. I've just decided, you know, it's been eating at me for a while, to be honest with you. I've been thinking about this for several months, as a matter of fact. I have a contract that you know, would follow me for several more years. But the contract certainly, you know, they can't hold you. Well, you got to stay here. Well, what are you going to do, shoot me? But they understand, and they've been kind enough to say, you know, thanks for all your help over the years, and thanks for making, you know, the show a success, and thanks for your contributions to the success of the company, and we appreciate that. And I said, thank you very much, and, you know, let's just, you know, settle this in some form or fashion. So beginning in 2018, I'll be off to new adventures, and whatever takes its place, I'm sure it will be absolutely fantastic. Now, I told Pinkman today, I said, I will bet you $1 between now and when I leave, I'll cry on the air.
Mm. Oh, sorry, right now. I'm writing it down.
I'll bet you $1, Pinkman, that between now and 5:15, I will cry on the air. Want to take the bet?
Ooh, 8 minutes? I don't know. I think you could force yourself.
I don't think you can.
Then you take the bet.
No, I'm not dumb.
There's going to be some, you know, I can't, I mean, there'll be some weepy moments. I mean, this show has been on the air for 30 years, and it's changed over the years.
Sure.
In, you know, some form or fashion. You know, remember the guy last week who I was yelling at you, screaming at?
Yeah.
When I first started, that's all we did. That's
we did
all
a lot
we
of screaming.
Did for
yeah.
4 hours, just scream at one another. You know, and throw, you know, call each other names and this and that and whatever. And that, you know, settled down over the years because you just can't keep that up. You just can't do it. And it's turned into just a stream of consciousness over the many, many years now. You know, if you listen to this program, the different directions that we take on a daily basis, it goes here, it goes there. It's like it just ping-pongs all over the place. And I imagine that will be the way that it is until my last day here. So that's essentially it. I'm retiring. I'm not retiring from life. I'm just retiring from this particular business and moving on to God only knows what. Now maybe, you know, my wife keeps saying you got to be prepared for this, Jim. This is a big step, and it's a big step for anybody who retires. And you know, so you got to be ready. You know, if you've had a voice in this town, and you've, you know. I'm not the type of person, at least I don't think I am. I've never been the person, you know, and I know people in this business, you know, they want the best table in the restaurant and this and that. And, you know, when I get off the air at 7, I'm off the air.
And
other people, they're not like that. I'm not trying to dismiss them, but that's the way that they operate. What they do on the air is it's with them 24/7. I'm generally not like that. I mean, I'm always kind of thinking about the program, but there are other things when I get off the air that garner my attention much more than what I do between 3 and 7. But my wife says, you know, you gotta be ready. You know, you gotta prepare yourself because you're not gonna have that voice anymore. You're gonna have to find an outlet for if you want to call it your creativity or whatever the case might be. And much more often than not, my lovely wife, Catherine, she's right on target. So probably I'm thinking about leaving the area for a while just to have a complete break. And just go away for a while, try to get my thoughts together, my head together, and then come back and maybe I will have decided to take another direction. I just hope it's not, please take me back, please take me back. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, everything that I can do on the air, I've done. I've talked about, you know, everything. I can't think of anything that essentially we haven't talked about over the past 30 years in some form or fashion.
I think you should take a page from our president. And go exclusively on Twitter. And when we do have a new afternoon show, I think you should heckle them live on Twitter.
Exactly.
Jim, the techs are pouring in the Real Mobile 77031.
Exactly.
You suck.
99.9% are just wishing you the best in shock and thanks. And then there's one that says, Whatever you do, Phillips, please take Jack and Mo with you.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, right. Scott Redden, Scott Redden. We'll get that liberal off the air. What does he think? I get that. I've been living with that for 30 years as well. So that's nothing new to me.
Someone says
love those people as much as I love the people who think otherwise. I mean, they're all part of the program, you know, whether they text or whether they email me or, you know, like, it's like the Midas guy. You know, the Midas guy
who's
been on my case for year after year after year.
Right wing.
Yeah, exactly. He just cannot stand a lot of the stuff that I say. And he lets me know about it. But, he still listens. So, anyway, so that's the story. Going to be gone in January. But it'll be, you know, business as usual until that time because we're not going to do anything special. I've asked management. I want to make this very clear, and they understand. I'm not the type. I don't want a roast, and I don't want a going away party. And it's my Irish stoicism. I don't like that kind of attention. It makes me very, very, very uncomfortable.
Will you though grow a Letterman type beard?
My wife said, go ahead and grow the beard. And the other day, I said, go ahead and grow the beard, but it's not going to be one of those Letterman beards, is it? And I said, it's a beard. You just let it grow and see where it goes.
Uh-huh. So that didn't go over very well.
I don't know. I might grow a beard, maybe half a beard. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Half a beard mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just the right half of your face?
Maybe just stand for my chinny-chin-chin, King Tut.
Like a billy goat?
Anyway, so that's the deal. I want to let everybody know. And if I have to repeat this a couple of times until, you know, listeners who tune in, tune out, this and that, whatever.
However, it's not today. It's not tomorrow. We're talking January.
It's January. Mm-hmm. So let everything settle. And there'll be some noise about it. And then it'll just kind of settle in. Oh, yeah, he's going. And, and then you, with some anticipation, wait for whatever takes its the place between 3 and 7. That's
another
fine.
Texter
cool.
wants to know, is it your closest to the pin record that is helping drive this decision? The fact that you want to go out on top?
Mm.
Yes, there's no question about it. Unless I get into a major, major slump with closest to the pin. If I get into a slump with closest to the pin where come December, I have more losses than victories, I'm not going anywhere. It's the Phillips File on Real Radio 104.1.